Oh, every Tuesday and Thursday, we get updates from some local health officials, including Ascension Via Christi President and CEO Bob Koppel, who joins us on the phone this morning for our COVID-19 update. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Brandon.
Well, you know, it's looking pretty good out there right now in terms of new cases. We're seeing numbers coming down. We're seeing, you know, testing, I think, coming down just a little bit. But, you know, I was really intrigued yesterday, especially when the new local health order came out, which goes into effect Monday.
Well, we've definitely seen improvement on a lot of fronts. For us here at the hospital today, we actually only have one positive patient. So that's, I honestly don't remember the last time we only had one positive COVID patient. It's been months. So that's definitely a good sign. The positivity rate in the county has been in low single digits now for a couple weeks, which is also very encouraging. And we're starting to see that, too, in a lot of our neighboring counties where the positivity rate has dropped substantially. The testing piece, actually, that's something we would encourage people still to get done. We do really need that data. And so the volume, the actual volume of testing has really, really gone down. And so we really need that. If people are having any kind of symptoms at all, it's a good thing to get tested so that we can, again, just kind of keep tabs on what's going on in the community.
And I know there's a lot of uncertainty of how we're achieving these numbers when, you know, the rest of the country seems to be kind of, you know, going different directions here. We see improvements in a lot of different places, but, you know, why is Riley County, Manhattan doing so well in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think certainly it's helped the masking that's taken place. We know from a public health standpoint that is one of the best inhibitors of the spread of COVID. And I think we continue to see a lot of success with that. You know, it's just a combination of, I think, like everything else, it's a combination of factors. We've gotten several thousand people vaccinated now, and some of our highest risk people have been vaccinated. We're, you know, continuing to, you know, kind of encourage those same three things we have been since last while now, since March, almost a year ago. You know, the masking, the social distancing, and the hand hygiene specifically because bad hand hygiene defeats all of the masking. That's why hand hygiene is so important. But, you know, I think it's a combination of things. And, you know, I think it's just that kind of, hopefully what becomes a kind of a natural progression where we see low activity. We continue to see people getting vaccinated. We're still doing our masking. You know, you'll note that in the health order, that stays, and we actually anticipate that's going to stay for quite a while, but all of those things have kind of cumulatively really helped shift the curve, if you will.
Yeah, I noticed that in the local health order, it lifts a lot of the restrictions, but yeah, the masking piece does stay there. From your standpoint, is that the right move, you think, you know, opening some of the restrictions here, especially on the restaurants and the bars?
You know, I think, Brandon, it's important that we're taking steps no different than when we kind of walked down the path of having the restrictions, that we have a plan for how they get removed. And, you know, there's been a huge conversation over the last several weeks. Talked about it at Recovery Task Force. There's lots of other groups in the community, leadership groups and other parties that have been having these conversations. And I think one consistency was very clear, and this is actually from a lot of the business owners saying we need to keep the masking in place because they think that works, that's effective, and also the consistency is something that's important. Need to continue to work on building consumer confidence, and so that's one of the reasons also to keep some of the measures in place like masking. But, you know, try to base things on metrics, and, you know, we've certainly spoken up for that as well too throughout this. Is the data is really important. We've got to use science. And I think, you know, this has been a very measured approach where they're looking at the data and then making changes based on the data. And that's what we would want to have happen. I think that's important. This shouldn't be about politics. It shouldn't be about people's, you know, feelings one way or the other. But so what's the actual data saying? And also with the understanding that if things would shift, you know, there might come a time where we have restrictions again. So that's why we need to you know, be careful, be thinking, be wearing our masks, and continue to do the hand hygiene.
Yep, I think that's very well stated there. That's a good point. Bob Koppel joining us here again on News Radio KMAN. You know, we're seeing more and more vaccines coming up. I know it's not the same everywhere, but it seems like we're getting good shipments here. I was talking to my father-in-law, actually, he lives in Missouri and is getting ready to drive 88 miles today to go get his COVID vaccine. He's 66 years old. And, you know, that it just kind of goes to show you the level of difference there is in, from community to community. But for the most part, I think we're up to like 10% of folks have at least got the first shot here in Riley County.
Actually, we're now well past 10%, which is good. You know, for those, I'll put in a plug for the health department. For those in the community that are over, Riley County, that are over 65, there's vaccine clinics next Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is kind of a, if you're over 65, you're eligible. So we really would encourage people to make contact, get signed up, find out what you need to do to get there, and make sure that we're doing that. Riley County has done an excellent job of getting to folks who are homebound, who can't get out. They've sent teams out to, I think, over 100 people now. And so, I mean, they're really, I think the county has done a great job of really trying to seek out opportunities of how to get the people. We now have several pharmacies in town that are getting, and, you know, there may be small allocations of 100 doses a week, but cumulatively, that starts to really add up. And I think that's what we're starting to see is you've got the county getting their allocations, and they're coming very regularly. That's now kind of, it's certainly in a cadence. We're now starting the pharmacies getting these allocations, and the numbers really do add up. And so I think if we were to have this conversation, you know, a month from now, I would be surprised if we're not well over 20% and moving much faster down the path to getting more and more people vaccinated more quickly.
Yeah, we're certainly on track. That's for sure. And I saw Lafine Health Center is getting its shipment in this week as well. How important is it for K-State to be a part of that conversation as well, getting more K-Staters vaccinated as we go through the process?
So, you know, just like everyone else in town, got a lot of employees, obviously, and this is a key step in them being able to, you know, kind of reopen other facts. You know, obviously the campus still is already open. They're doing classes. They've got on-site labs, et cetera. This is just another level of protection for the university employees, but really then it sets them up to even further open up for activities and other classroom education type things. So this is a real positive step. I think you've got a lot of folks who are very educated and motivated at the university. They want to be vaccinated, and so this is a good step in trying to make that available to them. And I'm thinking their first, you know, as they start their clinics, they're going to be very busy, get a lot of people vaccinated fairly quickly.
Well, it's a long way we've come here in just a year. I mean, if you think about where we were 1 year ago at this point, we didn't have COVID yet, but it was coming. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty with that. But, you know, now I think a lot of people are optimistic. I certainly am. I'm looking forward to getting back to getting to do things again and go places and such.
Well, you know, I think there's going to be adjustments still. And actually, personally, I'm okay with that because I would rather make a few adjustments and be able, like you said, to be able to do things and go places. And so for me, it's a small adjustment to wear a mask. That's just not that big of a deal. I have to do it at work. That's part of it. You know, I'm just kind of used to it. But there's, I think, you know, this is the beginning of reopening that door. And, you know, we've talked about this at the recovery task force, that the communities who get vaccinated the fastest and the highest percentage are the ones who are going to have the sustained economic rebound, because they're not going to have people unable to come to work. Everybody's going to be back in school with kids, and that'll allow people to get to work. And this really is, it's a really a key piece of getting things moving forward. And so certainly we are proponents and encourage people to get vaccinated. The line is going to be forming. And so that's, you know, we really encourage people in Riley County, Pott County, our neighboring counties, to go ahead and get on your county website, get registered, so that when your time comes, they can reach out to you very quickly and get you scheduled within the week, hopefully, to get that vaccine.
All right, very good. Well, Bob, is there anything else before we let you go?
I don't think so, Brandon. We're coming up on a year, so we're excited that we're seeing some change and moving things in a very positive direction. We're excited we only have one positive COVID patient. That's We're very busy at the hospital, but these are now more of our, like our normal winter patients. And so I think our, everybody, physician staff, everybody's kind of glad to be kind of refocused on our, on just take care of people.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And we'll look forward to talking again down the road.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Bob Koppel again, Ascension Via Christi president and CEO. Maybe the most positive COVID-19 report we've done in a while.